Story 2. The Call of Cthulhu.
1. The Horror in Clay. I think it is a great thing that the human mind can't put together all it knows. Ignorance is perfect happiness. If we could understand the universe, we would become terribly afraid and go mad. I myself became terribly afraid once, by accident, just by putting together two insignificant pieces of information from an old newspaper and the notes of a dead professor. It all started in the winter of 1926, when my great uncle, a famous professor, died for no apparent reason. At the time, I didn't worry. He was 92. But recently, I've been wondering. He had no children, so I was his heir, and among all his papers I found a strange box, which I could only open with great difficulty. Inside, there were only newspaper articles and a clay bas-relief. I thought that old age had weakened his mind, but then I noticed that although the bas-relief was modern, it showed a kind of prehistoric writing I could not understand. The only thing I could understand, unfortunately, was the indistinct representation of a terrifying monster, a terrible picture of an octopus, a dragon, and a human caricature all together, and, in the background, some kind of cyclopean architecture. There were also some notes written by the professor, all about particular dreams, secret societies, hidden cults, mental illnesses, and group follies. The main document was entitled Cthulhu Cult. I started reading the manuscripts and found out the professor had received the bas-relief from a certain Wilcox, a young sculptor who had made it after a strange dream he had had a night after an earthquake. When the professor found out that Wilcox had nothing to do with secret societies, he showed great interest in his dream, which was full of great cyclopean cities, monoliths covered in strange hieroglyphics, and words like Cthulhu Fatang.